This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I give it
ringy ding ding. What's up? It's Moose. It's Breezy. PXY Mornings. It's the Vibe Check. And we're just
checking in on this Friday morning.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800 is the number. Hit us up and let us know if you're in your good feels or not. Yeah, I mean, either one is fine.
It's fine. Yep. I mean, listen, it's the weekend, but I get it. You could be stressed about Christmas shopping. You could be stressed about decorating, hosting. I don't know. The coldness.
Well, it is December 6th, and there are people that are going to start their Christmas holiday parties this weekend.
I mean, we just started ours yesterday.
Yeah, we had a beautiful lunch.
I wore an epic Christmas sweater. Epic. Got it from Walmart. Gorgeous.
One-stop shop for all your Christmas shopping needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was fun, though. I mean, definitely... Has anyone else like been in a situation where they had a Christmas party one way for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt, and the new one that has replaced said Christmas party is significantly not as fun?
Well, it's not at night. It's in the middle of the day. And it's tough because everybody is blaming, a lot of companies today are blaming it on COVID.
It's like... That was 4 or 5 years ago. We can't keep using that excuse.
So they don't want to do anything anymore.
Like, it's going to be 2035. People are going to get COVID. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's that like, was literally 15 years ago. Thank you, though.
People are still doing it now. We couldn't come back for it. It was the Spanish flu. Wait,
2050, they're like, COVID really just screwed us up in 2020. It's like, that was 30 years ago. Thank you, though.
All right, where's our people at?
Let's see here. It blows my literal mind. This person says, good morning, super excited. For my son to have his big brother's big sister's interview on Monday. Hope they can find him a big soon.
Oh, I love that.
Cute.
I hope so too.
Do you want to take on a second?
No, well.
He goes, no, I don't.
My hands are tied. My hands are full.
Right.
No, listen, with all kidding aside, I've been doing this for 10 months now.
I love it.
Something like that. And it really has been a fulfilling experience. And I've loved being a big brother. And I would encourage anybody to just log on to the website. Because my biggest Big Brothers, BBBA. Well, no, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.org. But honestly, my biggest hesitation when I started was, do I have enough time?
Right.
Do I have enough time? You'll find the time.
Yeah.
And especially if you get a little where they're, you know, whoever they're with, their guardian, helps you make the time. You'll figure it out, but I encourage anyone to do it.
We have the majority of our days free, so.
Yeah, it's easier for me too when I'm not super busy, but it's a great experience.
100%. This person says, of course it's our girl Amy from SOTUS. Said good vibes are that I'm screaming happy second birthday to my grandson. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great because I'm grandchildren free today.
Hey.
And I'm getting lunch with one of my besties. Have a great day, you guys.
Love that.
This person says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. Vibes are up, not only because it's Friday, but it's also payday. I love that for you.
Payday it is. Yes, it is payday today. I remember I teased that yesterday. Haven't looked yet. It always fluctuates.
It's like decreasing. I'm like, what? Wait. I thought this was a standard salary. Maybe not.
It's like a cell phone.
They're like
bill.
Inflation, you know.
I'm COVID.
Like, so you're taking money out of my. Got it. Perfect.
It was COVID.
Right. I know. It's always never the same. I'm like, am I getting paid on commission here? What are we doing? So yeah, that's fun. My good vibes. I had a blast last night at the park. I have Christmas crawl. So much fun at the park. I have Christmas crawl. It was, I don't know. It was just a great time. If you were out there, it was definitely like magical vibes. And I don't know. I mean, it was just nice to see a lot of local businesses bound together and
yeah.
Just have a good time.
Was there a lot of people out? I mean, the weather sucked.
So many people out. It was like the whole street was littered with people just walking up and down. And I mean, to your point, yeah, the weather was horrible. So I can't believe that many people were out.
And they were bouncing around to the usual places.
Yeah. So like you started down by like Parkley on that side and you had to stop at like all you had to stop at like Figgy and Rome and Half Pint. And then you made your way down to like the realtor office right there across from Gines. And then you just kept walking that way. But
yeah, I love it.
They gave hot chocolate and all of the things. And it was just a good vibes, good times. And Santa was there. Yeah, it was good.
Good times on Park Ave last night. Vibes are up. Like we just mentioned, yes, it's payday. Having dinner with some friends tonight. And then I'm going to hang with my boy Dave tomorrow. Sunday,
you
I'm not
hiking?
Doing... I don't know yet. That's a possibility. That's usually a Saturday thing, but I don't know where we would do that. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like. Do we have a blizzard we're expecting? Who knows? I mean, it's Rochester. But Sunday, I'm not doing anything. I'm just chilling.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to that. Coming up today on the big story of the day. What a wild story. Local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged students who are fifth graders to do this on his school bus. And he pulled over on the side of the road and said, all right, everybody stand up. This is, I cannot believe these are the type of people that are driving around children as young as 7, 8, and 9 years old. I'll tell you what he did and why he was fired coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
My morning's Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged a boxing match between fifth graders on the school bus.
Right.
Guy pulled the bus over on the side of the road and said, all right, who wants to throw down? And a fifth grader who was on the bus walks in the door with a bloody lip. And of course, his mom says, what happened? Bus driver told me to fight another kid on the bus. He punched me. I punched him back. A fight broke out.
Okay.
The bus driver was not happy with the way the fight turned out. So he says, no. That was weak. Who else wants to fight? So then another boy jumps in. He says, I'll do it. Another fight breaks out. This little kid's sister rides the same bus, saw the entire incident, which prompted the child's mom to call the principal in Ontario Bus Company right away. And the supervisor for Ontario Bus pulled the video from the bus's camera. They saw what they needed to see in order to fire him. And what they saw matches what this woman's son said, as well as the other kids they interviewed on the bus. So in a statement, the executive director of Exploration Charter School says, although the incident did not happen on school property, we take instances such as this very seriously. And though we cannot confirm nor deny the details of what transpired, we are working closely with those involved in Ontario Bus to not only investigate the incident, but ensure that protective measures are implemented to reduce the likelihood of anything
that's really bad
similar occurring in the future.
Are you brain dead? Why would you ever encourage kids, let alone anybody, to do that?
Well, you shouldn't. I absolutely,
like, that's, and this, kids are so impressionable. Like, no.
I mean, you have some of these small kids too that are just sitting in their seats watching this take place. By the way,
that's traumatizing.
Absolute classic, because of course, when they pulled the footage, the bus audio was not properly working that day.
When is it ever?
Only the video footage, so they can't make out what was actually being said.
But can they actually fire him, though, if they don't have sheer evidence? It's all just hearsay at this point.
I mean, they got video. They confirmed that the kids were fighting and beating the crap out of each other.
Sure, but they could be fighting and beating the crap out of each other, but does that mean he, like, actually encouraged it if they don't have the audio to back it?
He stood by. He did nothing to break it up. He almost had his arms folded and crossed. He seemed to be encouraging the kids to throw that left jab. So, yeah, that they saw all they needed to see. But that's all the details we got on that right now. Yeah, that's
the weirdest thing I've actually ever heard.
That is so crazy. This is the guy driving your kids around. I don't understand how some of these people get these jobs. I mean, let's be honest. I know a lot of school districts are hard up for bus drivers, but this is...
Hard up? Yeah, they're struggling. Yeah. I mean, there's some kids that like live 3 miles away from school. They're like, yeah, you're in walking distance. Yeah. It's like, nah, it's 3 degrees out, but
there's
okay.
Plenty of scooters on the side of the road. Just download that app. All right, guys, coming up on the show, Breezy.
Yeah, I listen, with it being so cold out and with the snow starting to fall and these winter squalls on the way, it's so crazy because a car that you love and rely on every day to get you from point A to point B is no longer that car. And I was in for a very rude awakening yesterday. Very rude awakening. It was actually quite scary when I figured out and made the grisly discovery that my car is not reliable anymore, and it's all my fault. Why are you going through the same thing? We'll talk about it next.
SpeakSY Mornings, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. My name is Moose, and that's the lovely Breezy Breeze. And for those of you who don't know, Breezy drives a refrigerator on wheels. And she paid it off, which was huge last year. So most people have a car payment. Our girl Breezy does not. However, there's consequences to that.
Not I. Not I, Samurai. I'm running my car into the ground. No regrets. And listen, the thing about it is that I feel as if whenever the snow hits for the first time of the season, there is this sense of panic. And 9 times out of 10, it comes from my mom or a mom.
Or
moms, well, my dad could care less. Moms, when the snow falls, are like, oh my God, are you safe? And I'm like, it's a light dusting, but yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
But the thing is, you're never good. You're never good.
Like,
you proved that to us last year around this time.
I just think it's so crazy because when the snow falls, We live in upstate New York. We get snow every single year around this time. That goes without saying, right? But the first one of the year, every single time, people act like they've never seen it. They don't know how to drive in it. Panic stricken. Stay off the road. Everyone shut in. It's like, no, we're still gonna go to our Pilates class. Thank you so much. But one thing I have been struggling with is that there is a type of preparation that goes into getting your car ready for the snow. I don't own a snow brush.
Listen.
Don't know where that is. Every single year, it just poof goes away into thin air. I'm like,
yeah.
Where is my snow brush?
I bought one yesterday. It's the first time I feel like I had to do that. I walked into a gas station. I was like, how much for your snow brush?
I was literally using the gas station squeegee to get my car all situated. like, okay, this is a low point for me.
Most of us by now have already, this week alone, have had to use our credit card on our windshield. Already did it. That's why I got the snow brush yesterday.
Right.
You were supposed to get snow tires last year. You didn't do it. You got a flat tire going to Syracuse. Your mom was pissed. This year, you were supposed to get snow tires on Monday. Didn't you have an appointment?
Well, I called Monday. They said come in Wednesday, but I was too busy. I was too busy. So I'll go and do that another time.
Yeah, I've seen this movie so many times already, Breezy. It's getting boring.
It's tough. So the snow brush, yes, need to go buy that because every single year, poof, it just disappears for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
The second is I feel like I'm driving with blurry vision because I have no windshield wiper fluid. I don't know why that dissipates too every single time I need it the most. I'm driving around. I'm tailgating like a semi so I can get cleaned. It's just too much.
Does your girlfriend have these same problems?
No. No, it'd never be her.
All right. Very type A. She's very on top of it. On top of it.
Well, I called her and I was like, I have to go to Walmart and get windshield wiper fluid. She's like, don't buy it. I have 3 packs.
You didn't go all the way to Walmart just for that, right?
No, I went for an ugly Christmas sweater. But then I went there and I forgot it. So, classic.
I mean, you can get windshield wiper fluid anywhere. I mean, most of the time, even on the side of the road, a homeless guy is just holding a jug. I don't know why, but you can get it anywhere. You don't have to go all the way to Walmart for windshield wiper fluid.
So what I'm trying to get at here is winter is expensive for so many reasons. First of all, your car, snow tires, windshield wiper fluid, snow brush, that runs you at least $1,000. Right, laughing?
No, I don't think so. First of all, can somebody call me and tell me, do you need snow tires? What's the difference between snow tires and just
when you drive
tires?
A car like mine, you need snow tires. What? My tires are literally Tim Hortons donut holes. They're literally Timbits. Like, they're not even, there's no track. My car is so light, it could slide like a little penguin on its belly through any intersection ever.
All right, so let's go over to Bill here, who's saying, good morning, guys. Moose, snow tires are better than all-season tires for driving in winter conditions. But all-season tires can still be used in mild winter weather. Okay, so it's not like you got to throw chains on the tires. You know what I mean?
Hold on a second.
Let me go over to Andrea. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Moose.
Yeah.
It's Jerry from Pontillo's. What's up, dude?
Jerry!
Not Andrea. Simply not Andrea.
How you doing? That's my wife.
Okay. Your wife pays your phone bill? Baller.
What's up, Jerry?
She takes care of the big bill, the phone.
Yeah.
You're slinging pies on the weekends. I love it. Oh, what up, Jerry Bear?
So do all your delivery vehicles for Pontillo have all season or snow tires?
All my drivers actually are pretty good on keeping up on the winter preparation for getting, you know, the proper tires and whatnot. And making sure they have winter wiper fluid. They're pretty good about that.
Do you pay for their car, like, updates and things that they need?
The maintenance?
So what we do is we offer a Pontillo's vehicle. If they want to drive that, they're at a certain pay rate. If they want to drive their vehicle, then we have a different program for them. It's really up to them on what they want to do.
Breezy is going on your website right now to fill out an application.
I just need a new car, so... Not me getting a side job at Pontillo so I can get a new car. Classic.
Listen, man, so you guys caught my attention. So I've been totally slacking on getting my summer tires off my Jeep and putting on my winter ones. It's ridiculous. I've been sliding around like a crazy person.
Wait, why are you sliding around in a Jeep? I thought that was like rough and tough and off-roading and blah, blah, blah.
It's awesome. It's a Grand Cherokee. It's awesome if you have regular, you know, Jeep tires, but I've got winter and summer tires, and I have these freaking wide, low-profile summer tires in 12-degree weather, and it's just not...
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working at all. So let's explain to Moose why... The importance of snow tires is actually a thing. I mean, there's studs on said tires.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grippy.
There's different types for sure, but the winter one's got to go.
All right, Jerry, let's talk business for 1 second while I got you on the phone. Are you going into the kitchen today?
I just went in to light the ovens, get them started.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It's Friday. You mind throwing Breezy and I a pie this morning? Because we're starving over here.
He's like, I'm so good.
Dude, I'd love to do it for sure.
But...
But my hands are tied.
There's no but.
All right, stay there, Jerry.
I put you guys in front of the line, man.
All right, I appreciate that. Stay there, buddy. I'll be right with you.
Oh, we gotta
put in order with Jer Bear, so screw you guys.
Bye.